耶稣，我们靠着你的宝血进到你的面前，我们不仅求你赦免我们所有的过错，我们更求你明亮的光照我们，不叫再有隐而为先的罪恶
仍然在我们的身上。我们因为求你赦免我们以往亏欠你亏欠人的地方，我们也更求你叫我们知道你在我们身上的托付，你在我们身上的恩典，什么地方被我们辜负的，叫我们没有让你的心意得到满足。主耶稣啊，我们真是求你不仅是赦免，求你还率领着我们走前头的道路。主，我们真是求你不叫我们满足在你遗忘给我们的恩典里，叫我们真是以你自己的心意当作我们的目标，当作我们的标准，叫我们能够盼望，能够满足你自己心中所盼望的。主，我们真是求你提高我们心中的愿望，叫我们脱离我们自己的打算，叫我们只看见你心中所愿意的。我们靠着你的恩典，为你的荣耀显明在我们这一帮软弱的身上。主，求你这么一个今天晚上这样的恩待我们，向我们说话，我们这样的祈求仰望，是奉主耶稣基督的名。我也常常求主能够控制我们的感情。
I pray the Lord often to have Him control our emotion.
好叫我们能够在很平静的里面，继续的听，让神来带领我们。
So that we can listen to God peacefully, waiting for His guidance.
我想没有一个基督徒，他的生命就活着是没有感情的。
There's no Christian today who live without emotion.
但是许多的时候，感情的作用会拦住我们走前头的道路。
But many times, emotion will affect our behavior and affect our walking the way of the Lord.
所以我们还要需要求主，叫我们的感情受到了控制，来认识神更高的心意，叫我们走在神的路上。
We pray God so that He can control our emotions, so that we can walk His way.
我们今天必须要继续的讲下去。
We must continue.
如果让我感情的作用的话，我真是愿意今天晚上再跟你们讲一点大落基督徒的光景。
If it's according to my emotions, I really had planned on talking to you more about the Christians in mainland China.
但是我想我们对神的心意还需要继续的了解。
But we really should understand the Lord more.
所以我们还是要回到我们这一次冬令会的主题。
So we should return to the main theme of this conference.
那是基督徒生活的见证。
That is a witness in a Christian's life.
我们已经提过，在整个《使徒行传》的里头，主给我们看见的，在这一帮门徒身上生活的见证。
We know in the entire book of Acts, God let us see the apostles, how they give their witnesses.
这是主对当时的门徒升天之前最后的祝福。
This is the last blessing, the last command that the Lord gave to His apostles.
但是整个的使徒行传的记载才把主耶稣所说的见证渐渐地说明出来。
But it is through the entire book of Acts,Gradually, we can see the witness of the Lord developing.
我也相信主耶稣像约翰福音里头跟门徒所讲的。
I believe that the Lord has told His disciples in the Gospel of John.
我有许多的话对你们讲，你们不能领会。
I have many things to share with you, but you don't understand.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
We have to wait until the Spirit of Truth to come.He will lead you into all truth.
是使徒行传给我们看见的。
So the book of Acts let us see.
他们在神面前所做的见证也是逐渐进步的。
The witness of those Christians, they improve, they gradually change in front of the Lord.
等到某一个阶层，他们领会的更多一点，为主做的见证就更加明亮一点。
As they understand the Lord more, their witness becomes more apparent.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们在使徒行传的时候不仅是看见这些的故事
I hope as you read the book of Acts, not only you read about the story.
我更盼望弟兄姊妹注意，当他们在这个故事的里面所做的见证重点到底在哪里。
I hope that in those stories you also find the main point of their witnessing.
在第二章的里面，我们已经看过一点。
In chapter 2, we have seen several.
今天我们来看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3 today.
我想盼靠着，我相信弟兄姊妹在这样的圣经都已经读过好几遍了。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters have read these passages many times.
但是我们要注意，当初圣经的记载，它绝不是突然的。
But we have to recognize that the what's recorded in the Bible is not by accident.
使徒们在地上所遭遇的事有千千万万。
The apostles have been to thousands of incidents.
许多的事圣经中都没有记载下来。
On many, many occasions, the Bible has no record of it.
凡他所记载的都有特别的用意。
Everything that has been recorded has a special meaning.
这一切的用意是把一些历史的故事和他们所讲的信息配合起来的。
The meaning is that through the history, the message was matched with history.
我们要来注意这一切的关系。
We have to look at those relationships.
第三章一开始的时候记载到他们行了一件神迹奇事。
At the beginning of chapter 3, it recorded a miracle.
乃是他们到彼得和约翰到圣殿去，看见有个生来是瘸腿的人。
And Peter and John went to the temple and saw a lame person lame from birth.
这个人要求进到圣殿的人的帮助。
And this person is begging for help of those who come to the temple.
所以当彼得约翰去的时候，这一个瘫瘸腿的人也盼望彼得约翰在银财务上帮助他们，帮助他。
Peter and John went there. This same lame hoped that Peter and John would help him as the others did.
彼得和约翰就对他说
，And Peter and John said to him,
金银我都没有，我只把我所有的给你。
He said, Silver and gold have I none. I give, but I have.But I do have a gift to you.
我奉着拿撒勒耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
这样拉起他的手，他的筷子过去会痊愈了。
And seizing him by the right hand, and this lame was healed.
所以他就走着跳着在那赞美神。
And this person jumps and walks, praising Lord.
那这个故事一发生过了之后
，After this miracle happened,
好多人在所罗门的廊下聚集来找保彼得和约翰。
Many people gathered together in the hall of Solomon and trying to find Peter and John.
他们发现彼得、约翰两个人行了一件神迹。
They knew that Peter and John has performed the miracle.
所以他们都很惊讶，为什么彼得和约翰能有这样的能力，叫瘸腿的人能够好的呢
？They wonder how Peter and John had such a power to heal this lame.
他们非常的惊奇。
They were surprised.
我想最惊奇的还不是这一帮犹太人。
The most surprised were not really those Jews.
最惊奇的是彼得和约翰自己。
The most surprised were Peter and John themselves.
怎么奉主的名叫他起来行走，真行走了呢
？How is it that when we ask people to walk in the name of the Lord, they start walking?
所以彼得和约翰更加觉得惊奇。
Peter and John are more surprised than the Jews.
当这样众人很惊讶看他们的时候
，As the Jews were surprised and they watched them,
他没有把这一个功劳归在自己的身上。
They did not.Claim the credit themselves.
他就向他们做了一些的见证。
And they witnessed to the Jews.
在整个这一篇的见证的里面
，In the whole testimony,
四个方面来看，提到主耶稣有五件事。
So if we study it in details, we know that there are five places mentioned the Lord Jesus.
头一件第十三节。
The first part place is in verse 13.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们立足的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified His servant Jesus.
他就来见证到这一位主耶稣乃是神的仆人。
The witness was on the Jesus being a servant of God.
第二个，他来提到这位主耶稣的。
The second place when Jesus was mentioned.
十四节说，你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者。
But you disowned the holy and righteous one in verse 14.
说的这一位主耶稣是圣洁公义者。
This Jesus is holy and righteous.
第三个呢是在第十五节。
Third place, verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主。
but put to death the Prince of Life.
是吧？这一位主耶稣乃是一位生命的主。
This Jesus is a Prince of Life.
然后第四节的事情是第二十节。
In verse 20, the fourth place.
主也被差遣说预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
And that he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you.
天必留他等到万物复兴的时候。
Whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things.
这一句话好像没有那么明的讲。
It is not really that apparent.
那我们好稍微去多了解的话，能够清楚他降到主耶稣是谁。
If we study a little more detail, we can see what.How is Christ described?
他所说的这一位的主耶稣乃是一位复兴万事的主。
This Jesus is a Lord who restores everything.
他这一个复兴的万事乃是到一个时候显明出来了，这就是到了世界最终的末了。
And this will happen at the end of the world.
他就说天必定留他，一直等到万物复兴的时候。
The heaven must receive him until the period of restoration of all things.
到万物复兴的时候，神就把预定给你们的耶稣基督降临到地上来了。
The time when everything is restored, God would bring Jesus back.
所以这个明显给我们看见，这一位的耶稣基督乃是来复兴万事的。
This Jesus restores all things.
今天乃是因着他做工的阶段。
Today is the day of his work.
他的工作完成，把万物复兴的时候，他就再一次从天降到地上来。
When the work is done, he will come again from heaven.
第五件的事情在这里提到主耶稣的。
The fifth place where Jesus mentioned.
他乃是应用了摩西所说的话。
He quoted Moses.
他的二十二节，摩西曾说：“主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我。”
Moses said, "The Lord God shall raise up for you a prophet like me."
这是根据《生命记》第十八章第十五节。
This is taken from Deuteronomy 18:15.
神来应许以色列百姓说：“在你们中间，神要兴起一个来先知，来像我摩西。”
God has promised the Jews that He is going to raise among the Jews a prophet like Moses.
像摩西是什么？
What does it mean by being?
摩西是把以色列百姓从埃及带出来，经过旷野而进到迦南美地的。
Moses led the Israelites from Egypt through the wilderness to Canaan.
但他们要进的迦南的地方不过是个象征。
But the entrance to Canaan is only a symbol.
不过在旧约的故事不过是说出了新约中间神所要做的。
Stories in the Old Testament simply were stories about what's going to happen in New Testament time.
神真正要做乃是把他的百姓从撒旦的权柄底下带领了出来。
What God was really trying to do is to lead his people from the reign of Satan.
经过了旷野漂流的生活。
Through the wilderness of wandering.
到了到一个的时候，到一个目标，乃是到了耶稣基督丰满的里面。
The goal, the destination was the fullness of Jesus Christ.
这一个的丰满的境界就是耶稣基督复活所带下的境界。
This fullness of Christ was accomplished at the resurrection.
摩西没有把以色列百姓带到这一个。
Moses did not take the Israelites to that fullness of.
摩西不过是把形容丰满境界之地的迦南带进去了。
Moses only took them to the great land Canaan.
所以摩西告诉他们说，当你们神要在你们中间兴起一位先知来。
So Moses told them that the Lord God shall raise up for you a prophet like me.
这位的先知才要把你们带到顺灵真正的丰满的迦南地。
This prophet will lead you to this fullness of Canaan.
新约多次讲到那一个先知。
The New Testament talked about this prophet many times.
约翰福音第一章的里头告诉我们，施洗约翰在那边施洗的时候
，In John chapter 1, John the Baptist told us.
他做了一件空前的事。
He did something has never happened before.
来到他的面前的人在约旦河给人施洗。
He was baptizing people in the River Jordan.
所有旧约的先知从来没有讲做这件事的。
No prophet in Old Testament times did something like that.
所以那一般的法利赛人和文士很稀奇，打发人到约旦河边去问约翰。
The Pharisees and the scribes were surprised, so they sent for John in the wilderness.
你是不是那个基督?
Are you the Christ?
他说我不是。
He said, I'm not.
第二说你是不是那先知?
Are you that prophet?
约翰说我不是。
But John still said no.
什么叫那先知?
Who is that prophet?
就是申命记18章讲的那一个先知。
The prophet being referred to in Deuteronomy 18.
当他们中间又有一个特别的用神的用人起来的时候,
when there is a special servant raised up from them,
他们马上就想到摩西所应许那一个先知是不是来了。
They immediately think about this promised prophet.
但是约翰告诉说他不是。
But John said, no, I'm not.
谁是那一个先知?
Who is that prophet then?
彼得约翰告诉以色列犹太人说那一个先知就是这一位的耶稣。
Peter and John told the Jews that that prophet is Jesus.
Okay, 五件事。
So there are five points.
我们背一背好吗?
So let's recite them.
头一个主耶稣是谁?
Who is Jesus first?
神的仆人。
The servant.
第二个,
the second,
圣洁公义者,
the holy and righteous one.
第三个,
third,
生命的主,
the Lord of life.
第四个,
fourth,
复兴万事的,
restores all things.
第五个,
fifth,
那一个先知,
that prophet.
这五个不同的名字,
these five titles,
主要集中在两件事情上,
concentrate on two aspects.
头一个就是神的仆人,
first is a servant.
第二个乃是说到他是复兴万事的。
Second, he is a restorer of all things.
这五个分作两组。
So we divide these five points into two.
神的仆人、圣洁公义和生命的主是一组。
The servant of the Lord referred to the holy and righteous and also the prince of life.
复兴万事的就是那一个先知。
The restorer of all things is that prophet.
好，这是我们真理上的一种分析。
So this is analysis of truth.
那么我们一同来交通这件事。
So let's share on this.
我就发现神借着圣经来教导我们是非常苦心的。
I've discovered that God really tried very hard to teach us through the Bible.
我这几次这两天都遇到人还是摸到的。
And I have talked to several people still seeking these couple of days.
他们查经半夜常常来聚会。
They come to the Bible studies often.
但是现在还不相信。
But they still don't believe.
他说你不相信的原因因为不明白。
The reason they didn't believe is they didn't understand.
所以我一点都不忌讳说我做传道人做了30年了还有不明白的。
So I'm not embarrassed to declare that even though I have been a preacher for 30 years, I still have many things I don't understand.
我对圣经有许多还有一些的事不明白。
There are many things in the Bible I don't understand.
你问我说圣经是不是神的话?
You ask me, is the Bible the word of God?
我能够凭着信心说是神的话?
I can speak by faith that it is.
真的吗?
Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
有些地方我不明白。
But many places I don't understand.
我不敢推翻。
I cannot reject the Bible.
但是我心中不能说了那么壮。
But I cannot say with force.
所以我只是保留。
So I have reservations.
我感谢主，我刚刚信主的时候，太多事情不明白了。
I thank the Lord. The time I just believed, I have so many things I didn't understand.
我逐渐的明白。
In those years, I gradually understand.
我说明白的事，在我里头才能够壮胆。
Those I do understand, I feel strong about it.
我说不明白的是我不敢不信他，但是我也很难完全的理智上了解。
Those I don't understand, I dare not reject, but I really don't understand.
这没有什么羞耻。
That's all right.
如果神的事情我都明白，我比了神了。
If I understand everything that God does, I become God myself.
但是照着我所明白的，已经够我享受神的恩典。
According to what I understand, I have already enjoyed very much.
神不怎么想法。
But that's not the way God thinks.
神对着我们这一帮理智上很不够的人还要教导我们明白。
But God really wants to teach us, though we still have things that we don't understand.
所以他终于像希伯来书第一章所说的。
It's just like he talked about in Hebrews chapter 1.
他有多次多方的效于我们立足。
He used many different things in many different occasions teaching our forefathers.
就是各种不同的方法，在各种不同部分的里头来教导我们。
In different methods, different occasions, trying to teach us.
他有许多的时候用理论的变法来教导我们。
Sometimes he teaches a theory.
有的时候呢，用见证榜样的变法来教导我们。
Give us an example.
但是我最宝贝的那是又是榜样又是理论的。
But I really treasure those examples who are also theoretical teaching.
福音书是这一种的别法。
Gospels are like that.
使徒行传也是这种。
So is Book of Acts.
这一章的里面所讲的就是这个的律法。
In this chapter, we see that vividly.
他要告诉我们的，乃是告诉我们下面所提的五个真理。
What they are trying to tell us is the five truths.
他如果单单这样告诉我们的话，我们不会明白。
If he tells us directly, we may not understand.
所以他先做了一件事。
So he first performed a miracle.
乃是将到彼得和约翰到圣殿里面去。
The talking about Peter and John went into the temple.
你要注意在这里所描写的。
So we should be careful about what is described.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的。
This person has been lame from his mother's womb.
这一个人是被放在圣殿的美门口。
He was carried to this gate of the temple.
这一个的美门应该各方面都很美丽。
This gate, which is called beautiful, should be beautiful.
但是这个瘫痪的人在那里一点都不美丽。
But with a lame sitting there, it's not beautiful anymore.
圣殿应该叫人得到祝福的地方。
The temple is a place of blessing.
所罗门造圣殿的时候，神的荣耀曾经大大的显出来过。
Solomon built a temple, it was filled with God's glory.
所有人的难处都解决了。
Everybody's trouble was solved.
但这一个瘫痪的人每一天在那里还是瘫痪。
So this lame was carried to the gate every day.
名义上是圣殿，圣殿的荣耀没有了。
Although it's still the holy temple, but there's no glory.
还照着由摩西的律法去奉献、去献祭，但是神的恩典没有临到这个瘫痪的人身上。
But although people still go to the temple to offer to the Lord, but God's Spirit has not arrived at this lame.
等到彼得、约翰来到那里。
When Peter and John arrived,
这个瘫痪的人就指望他得着一些金银。
This lame looked at him and looked at them trying to get some money.
彼得和约翰说了一句非常出名的话。
And Peter and John said something very famous.
金银我没有。
Silver and gold I have
not. 我把我所有的给你。
But what I do have, I give it to you.
我们传福音就这样的态度。
This should be our attitude.
许多我不知道。
There are many things we don't understand.
我把我经历的告诉你。
But I tell you what I do.
你问我很多问题，我不会回答。
You may ask me many questions. I don't know the answer.
我传福音是常常跟举白旗的，投降投降。你问我，我不回答，不会解答。
Surrender. I cannot explain.
不过我把我知道的话可以给你的。
But I still have something I do know, and I'd like to share with you.
那个天主教的里面有一个很出名的人。
You know, in the Roman Catholic Church, is someone very famous.
就做那一本 Imitation of Christ 的那个 Thomas Capps.
There's a Thomas Capps who wrote the Imitation of Christ.
天主教的里面是非常出名的人。
He is a famous individual in the Catholic Church.
有一次他到梵蒂冈去了，教皇特别的接见。
Once he was received by the Pope in Vatican.
所以派教皇陪他来参观圣彼得堂。
The Pope takes him to the St. Peter's Dome.
教皇就说我们现在不能讲彼得所说的话了。
The Pope said we can no longer tell people about what Peter said.
金银我都没有。
We cannot tell people that gold and silver have
been done. 是的，这么多的金银了。
Because it's full of gold and silver in the St. Peter's Dome.
Thomas Capps 说了一句话。
Thomas Capps replied,
你不能说金银你都没有。
You cannot say that gold and silver you don't have.
但是你也不能说彼得下面一句话。
But you cannot also say, you cannot say the next sentence that Peter said.
我把所有的给你，叫你起来行走。
I give you all I have, so that you can stand up and walk.
彼得金银没有。
Peter did not have gold and silver.
现在这圣彼得的金银很多。
But in St. Peter's Dome, they're full of gold and silver.
但是彼得说有一个，那是把我所有的给你，叫你起来行走。
What Peter did have, he gave it to the lame.
现在金银都有了，这个能力在哪里？
But now we have silver and gold, but where is the power?
那一次彼得和约翰就这一个拉起他的手来，他的筷子过去痊愈了。
And this Peter and John raised this lame and he was healed.
所以这一个瘫瘸腿的人非常的喜乐。
This lame was very happy.
我们要领会到底什么叫瘸腿的。
What is a lame?
我不太敢用灵异的解法。
I would not like to offer a spiritual answer.
你把解经的人很怕灵异的解法。
Those expositors, they were afraid of spiritual interpretation.
许多的灵异解法都是诗意的解，还不是灵异解的。
Many times the spiritual interpretation is really poetic interpretation.
我们中国基督徒常常犯这个毛病。
Chinese Christians are particularly guilty of that.
但是你去看圣经里面所记载的一些故事。
But when you study the stories recorded in the Bible,
特别在约翰福音第五章的里面,
especially in John chapter 5,
主耶稣也医治了一个瘫痪的人,
Jesus himself healed a lame.
主耶稣医治那个瘫痪之后, 他就讲了一篇的教训。
After the lame was healed, he preached.
他就说到只凭着自己不能做什么, 我有看见父所做的只才做。
He said the son couldn't do anything unless it is according to the father's will. In that entire message, talk about the person receiving the blessing and should walk according to God's will.
所以我们能够很比较坦然地了解什么叫做瘫痪的。
So we feel safe to interpret what it means by being a lame.
瘫痪的它的意义就不能够遵循神的旨意，叫神的心意活在我们的身上。
This lame is one individual who cannot follow the will of the Lord.
你不知道什么叫瘫痪的吗？
Do you know what it means by being lame?
用我们中国土话来说，心有余而力不足。
So according to a Chinese saying that although you have all heart, good heart to do, but you don't have the power to do it.
头脑清清楚楚，就是脚上没有力气走路。
You know where to go, but your legs are weak.
我想我们做人常常有这个的痛苦。
Many times we are like that.
我不必孔夫子来教导我。
I don't need Confucius teaching.
我知道说有一些事情我不应该做的。
I know there are things I shouldn't be doing.
我知道说我应该对着父母这样的态度，对着人应该怎么的态度。
I know what should my attitude be toward my parents and my fellow man.
我都知道。
I know them all,
但是我生活活不出来,
but I cannot do it.
在这个光景的里面，谁向人挑战？
In this case, there's a challenge put in front of
me. 没有一个人能够把生来瘸腿的人医好的。
Nobody can raise somebody who is lame from
birth. 约翰福音第五章，主耶稣医治了那一个瘫痪的人。
John chapter 5, Jesus healed.
使徒行传第三章的里头，彼得和约翰行同样行者的神迹。
Chapter 3, Peter and John did a similar miracle.
那么这个的神迹有什么意义？
What is the meaning of this miracle?
神迹绝不停在神迹本身身上。
The miracle will not end by itself.
神迹一定借着这一件事带进一种的教训。
This miracle always brings in some teaching.
在这里给我们看见他的神迹带进一个说明的意义。
And this miracle brought in a spiritual meaning.
乃是叫彼得约翰对着主耶稣有更深的了解。
This miracle caused Peter and John have a deeper understanding of Lord Jesus.
乃是叫他们来为主耶稣做见证，做得更加明亮、更加仔细的警戒。
They make a more apparent, more detailed witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
有一件事情很美好。
There's one thing very nice.
但彼得很惊讶，居然这一个人会好了。
As Peter was very surprised that this person got healed.
众人对着彼得和约翰也非常惊讶，这两个人有这么大的能力吗？
The Jews around them are also very surprised. Where did the power come from?
彼得没有照我们所想象的。
Peter did not do what we would imagine he would.
如果我是彼得的话,
if I were Peter,
可能高兴的我都糊涂了。
I was so happy, so excited, I lost my mind.
当众人围着我的时候，我可以告诉说，现在你们应该把祭物放在我面前，向我献祭了。
But he was surrounding me, I would say, now is the time for you to make offer to me.
还有地方没有，你带来，我来祷告。
Do you have anything else? Bring it over. I'll pray for.
但是彼得没有。
But Peter did not do that.
当众人都这样惊讶，他彼得身上有这样大能的时候。
As everyone was surprised, Peter has such a great power.
彼得所做的见证，完全把他自己忘记。
And Peter did not mention himself even once.
来见证主耶稣。
The whole testimony is on the Lord.
他见证什么？
What did he witness? The first thing he witnessed. This Jesus is a servant of God. God has glorified his servant Jesus. when a Chinese reads these terms, they may not have much feeling.
但是犹太人读这一个名词的时候，有非常强烈的感受。
But it means a lot to the Jews.
这一个神的仆人这一句话。
This term, the servant of God.
在我们中国人所想就是很谦卑。
And according to the Chinese mind, it is a lowly profession.
哎呀，我们不过是神的仆人呐。
We are only servants of God.
啊，我常常有听见一些传道说，哎呀，我们是神的仆人呐。
I've heard many preachers say we are servants of the Lord.
哎呀，人就说这个人好谦卑。
They say he is very humble.
这我听见好骄傲。
But according to me, this individual is really very proud.
什么神的仆人，神的奴仆。
He is not really the servant of God. He is a slave of God.
我们不够资格称神的仆人。
We are not worthy of being servant of God.
我们不过是神的奴仆。
We are only His slaves.
在圣经旧约里头提到神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, talk about servant of God.
主要来自以赛亚书四十二章和五十二章。
It is mainly recorded in Isaiah chapter 42 and 52.
你们回去自己读吧。
And you go back and study yourself.
四十二章从第一节到第四节。
Isaiah 42, starting with verse
2. 看哪，我的仆人。
Behold my servant.
到五十二章十三节到十五节。
In 52 verse 13.
这我非常的可惜，把看哪两个字漏掉了。
The word behold was missing in the Chinese version.
在原文里头仍然有的看哪，我的仆人。
And it says again, behold, my servant will prosper.
如果注意去读以赛亚书的话，
if you study Isaiah carefully,
我们会看见神开始借着以赛亚来说预言。
God was using the prophet Isaiah.
经过了第六章，以赛亚的口蒙到洁净。
In chapter 6, the mouth of Isaiah was clean.
神就借着以赛亚来说预言。
And God was using Isaiah to prophesy.
以赛亚所说的预言乃是指责以色列百姓离弃了神。
The prophecy were against the Jews because they left the Lord.
一件一件提出以色列百姓在神面前得罪神的故事。
And talk about story after story about the way how the Jews rebelled against the Lord.
再提到以色列四位外邦的民族一个一个都得罪神的故事。
And also talk about Gentile nation around Israel, how they defiled God.
他并且很重的说到神的审判和神的惩罚。
Talk about the judgment and punishment that comes after it.
他这一种的惩罚
The punishment
一直到了第三十五章
All the way until Chapter
35. 到了三十五章才开始讲到神的恩典。
In chapter 35, the grace begins.
他就说到以色列百姓已经在神的管教底下成为一个荒废的旷野。
The Israel became a wilderness because of the punishment.
但是神要叫这一个荒废的旷野转变过来，像一个玫瑰园。
And God is going to change the wilderness into a rose garden.
要把他们改变了过来。
And change them entirely.
到了四十一章的时候
，In chapter 41,
我想我们都应该记得。
We should all remember.
要安慰我的百姓。
Said comfort ye my people.
然后说旷野有一个的声音。
Now there's a voice in the wilderness.
要为着耶和华修直一条的道路。
Prepare the road.
高高低低的要修平了
and the ups and downs should be paved
崎崎岖岖的要改为正直
the crooked should be made straight
因为这位耶和华要来到他们的中间
because the Lord will come into their midst
要把他们从受管教荒废旷野的光景中间转变过来像一个玫瑰的花园
the Lord is going to change them from the wilderness state into a rose garden state
我们去读以赛亚书的时候
as we study the book
你头上从特别从第六章开始就一直沉闷，一直沉闷，一直下沉。
Beginning with chapter 6 and you feel worse and worse as you read.
三十五章有了盼望。
So in chapter 35,
四十一章这里头得到了安慰。
Beginning chapter 41, you have this comfort.
到这位的神到底怎么来挽回他们
？But how does this God come back and change His people?
四十二说：“看啊，我的仆人。”
In chapter 42, behold my servant.
他不宣扬，他也不扬声。
this servant does not proclaim himself. He makes no noise in the street. But he brings righteousness to the islands and to the end of the world. In chapters 52 and 53, and this servant is a root growing in dry land. He has no pretty shape. When we look at them, we don't like them. But God will raise him from the death. So that he will change the people of Israel. So when Jesus came, the Israelites were destroyed for more than 200 years. They were under the rule and persecution of the Romans. Although they know that it is a punishment meted out by God, they hope to change under this difficult time. They know they have received a lot of the punishment. But how can the situation change? And they were waiting for someone to say, "Behold, the servant of
God."
But this servant has not come. When Jesus came, they rejected him. And Jesus kept insisting that he was sent by God. But they wouldn't believe.
我想弟兄姊妹知道,
I know, brothers and sisters know,
在今天全世界的民族当中, 两班的民族最难信耶稣的,
there are two races that are hardest to believe in Jesus.
不是我们中国人,
not the Chinese. It's easy for Chinese to believe.
我也非常感谢毛主席,
I really thank Chairman Mao.
现在中国大陆传福音比以前容易得多了,
and now to preach the gospel in the mainland China is a lot easier than it was before.
福音传到中国成为最大的拦阻,
the gospel went to China, the most difficult barrier.
在士大夫的阶级里头的是儒家的思想和道教的观念,
that was Confucianism and Taoism among the scholars and elders.
在一般的民间呢是佛教的迷信,
but among the ordinary people it's the Buddhism
Buddhism.
All of these, Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism, were destroyed by the communists. Now it's easier to preach the gospel. The first hard race to preach the gospel to is the Arab race. Second is the Jews.
那才怪啊,
the Jews are so close to Jesus. How come they wouldn't believe? I talked to Jews.
这个我的耶稣明明是弥赛亚,
this Jesus is clearly the Messiah. Why wouldn't they accept it?
问问他们你们相不相信弥赛亚来到?
You ask them whether they believe the Messiah has
他说,
come.
我们当然相信弥赛亚来到。
Sure, Messiah comes.
弥赛亚来到要复兴万世。
When the Messiah comes, he is going to change everything.
他说在旧约圣经里明明地讲到的,
it's clearly recorded in the
弥赛亚来到是以利亚先来复兴万世的。
So we know before the Messiah came, Elijah should come first.
以利亚当初升上高天去的时候, 神是火车火马把他汲取的。
Elijah was taken up to heaven by the fire chariot.
所以到以利亚再来到复兴万世, 一定有火车火马轰轰烈烈而来到世界上。
So when Elijah comes back again, he's going to ride this chariot with fire again.
这位弥赛亚来到要复兴万世,
this Messiah comes, he's going to restore all things.
要复兴以色列族, 以色列国,
they're going to restore the nation Israel.
你看连使徒的第一章门徒们还这么说,
and you know that in Acts chapter 1, even the disciples,
主啊, 你复兴以色列国就是这时候吗?
Disciples asked Jesus, 对不对? Lord, do you plan to restore Israel today?
这是犹太人对着弥赛亚的盼望。
That's a hope the Jews had toward the Messiah.
他们根据旧约读出来的。
They found that out from reading the Old Testament.
他们对不对?
Are they correct?
绝对是对的。
They are right.
弥赛亚来,
the Messiah would come with glory
弥赛亚来的确要复兴万事。
Messiah will come and restore all things.
但是很可惜的一件事。
But it's a pity.
旧约中间讲弥赛亚来到，那是两次。
But the Old Testament really prophesies that Messiah will come in two occasions.
头一次来到，那是像根出于干地。
The first occasion is when it's just like a plain root.
第二次来到是带着威严而来的。
The second coming will come with glory.
犹太人不想不肯接受弥赛亚的来到，像根出于干地。
The Jews will not accept that the Messiah coming is just like a plain root.
只相信弥赛亚来到是带着威严而复兴万事。
They only believe that Messiah would come with glory and restore all things.
所以当他们看见这一位拿撒勒耶稣来到的时候，实实在在不像弥赛亚。
So when they saw this Jesus Nazareth came, he doesn't look like Messiah.
他们拒绝了这位的主耶稣。
They rejected Lord Jesus.
把现耶稣钉死了。
Now Jesus was crucified.
所以他们说他不能救自己，怎能救别人呢
？And they say that since he cannot save himself, how can he save others?
我要说犹太人拒绝了主。
I would say the Jews rejected the Lord.
当主耶稣钉死，门徒们也全部的灰心了。
At the time of crucifixion.All the disciples
跟了这位的耶稣跟了三年了以后死掉了。
They followed him for more than three years and he died.
全部都完了。
It's all gone.
你能够领会为什么因故主耶稣复活了之后要有40天之久向他们显现，把门徒们挽回过来
？Do you know why the Lord Jesus stayed with his disciples 40 days after the resurrection? He wants to change the disciples.
现在主要做一件事。
Now the Lord wants to do one.
要他是弥赛亚的大能显明在门徒们的身上。
He's going to express his glory.In the life of the disciples.
所以到这一个能力，这个彼得约翰显明出来的时候
，But this power came through Peter and John.
犹太人也非常的惊奇。
The Jews were surprised.
怎么这两个打鱼的人有一个能力，能够叫瘫痪的人起来行走啊
？How can these two fishermen have this power of healing a lame?
彼得就证明说，这是神荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
And Peter gave a witness that this is how God glorified His servant.
你们拒绝了这位的耶稣。
You have rejected Jesus.
这位的耶稣就是以赛亚所预言的。神的仆人
This Jesus was the same one prophesied by Isaiah, the servant of God.
所以你把第二章连在一起的时候
，As you read with chapter two,
你会看见在第二章的里面
，You can recognize in chapter two.
最主要的，他做见证说
，The main point of the witness.
神已经叫他从死里复活。
God made Jesus raised from the dead.
立他为主为基督了。
And he was the Lord and the Christ.
昨天我已经提过了。
I talked about that last night.
神就把全世界的责任都归在这一位主耶稣身上。
God gave Jesus all the responsibilities of the universe.
他坐升到高天之上，坐在至大者的右边。
He was raised into heaven and sitting in the right hand of the greatest.
到了天上地下所有的权柄。
He has all the power under heaven.
这个话很叫我们兴奋。
These words can make us excited.
但是我一面是兴奋，一面很害怕。
Although I'm excited, I also have a fear.
他这样坐在高天之上，拿着这样的权柄来带我们，哎呦，我都吓死了。
He has such great power over us, and we are afraid.
所以第三章里面告诉我们
，In chapter three,
这样一位被神列为主为基督的一位
，This one who is Christ and the Lord,
执行神给他的权柄。
And he is the executor of the power of God.
他怎么来做的
？How is he going to do it?
他乃是降卑，成为一个仆人的形态。
He humbled himself, became a servant.
在仆人的形态的里面，来把人从撒旦的权下和罪恶的里头拯救。
He acted like the servant to save the people from from Satan.
这个弟兄姊妹，你觉得宝贝不宝贝？
And is this precious to you?
我们作为就是威严的主。
Our Lord is a glory Lord.
他的升堂高天的24位的长老把冠冕摆在他的脚上。
As sitting his throne, the 24 elders put their crowns in front of his.
众天父天君围绕他向他敬拜。
All angels worship him.
但他显在我们面前的时候
，But as he appeared in front of us,
乃是一个仆人的形态。
He's only a servant.
他真是谦卑来服侍我们的。
He humbled himself and wants to serve us.
我常常都想到我们跟主耶稣的态度真是很奇妙。
Every time I think about it, I wonder about our attitude to
it. 我们常常犯一个毛病，像彼得所说的。
We often have a problem, just like Peter said.
口中称他为主。
We claim him to be Lord in our mouth.
态度是完全是我们自己做主的。
But the attitude is that we are still the Lord of ourselves.
主耶稣告诉彼得说，他要到耶路撒冷去，被交在外邦人手里面。
So Jesus told his disciples he was going to Jerusalem and be given to the Gentiles.
彼得拉着主啊，万不可如此，因为害怕为主，因为吩咐他不可如此。
People call
Lord.
啊，我常常想到我这一代的人呢，也是很可怜。
I often think that people of my age are very are to be pitied.
我小的时候吃饭的时候要看爸爸妈妈脸的。
When I was young, when I eat, I watch my parents.
如果我爸爸今天很不高兴了，哎呦，我们都吓死了。
My father was unhappy that day. We're all afraid.
现在我吃饭是要看儿子女儿脸的。
Now I eat, I have to watch the countenance of my children.
我一看孩子的脸不对的话，哎呦，好紧张的，宝贝啊，你什么事啊？什么地方有我帮助的
？It's not right. No, I tremble. I wonder what's wrong with him. I want to help him.
啊，现在做爸爸是一点都没有威风的。
So there's no respect.Father.
有人问我有几个孩子，都说哎呀，林弟兄你福气很好啊。
Some people ask me how many children do you have. I say, Brother Lin, you have, you're blessed.
我结婚是已经三十年零三个礼拜了。
Married for 30 years plus 3 weeks.
我气好多。
I have a lot of anger.
现在才开始有福。
Now I feel kind of blessed.
现在是什么福气？
What kind of blessing do I
have? 抱孙子。
I can hold my grandson.
当我一孙子抱上的时候啊，
When I hold my grandson,
我的孙子啪啪啪打我的脸，很有福气。
My face, and I enjoyed it.
福气是什么？
What is that?
那是来照顾儿女。
The blessing is a privilege of taking care of.
来爱护下一辈。
To love what's kind of your offspring.
只怕儿女马屁啪啪上。
Try very hard to make your children happy.
如果能够对儿女身上做一点事，他们肯接受的话，那才是我们的福气。
If you can do something to your children, then they accept happily, and that's a blessing.
所以你如果要自私一点来看。
If you're selfish.
你们那结了婚了之后没有孩子人最聪明的。
Okay, those people who are married without children, and you are smart.
如果你一做了爸爸妈妈了。
Once you become parents,
我告诉你倒霉一辈子了。
That this is a lifelong trouble.
永无翻身之日。
There's no way to get out of it.
做父母就是这样的情形。
This is the role of parents.
你越是年纪长大。
The older you get.
你生命的老练并不显在你荣耀上威严上。
Your maturity is not expressed in your glory and the respect people pay to you.
生命的老练呢是显明在你谦卑上。
Maturity is expressed in the way you humble
yourself. 你越老练你越像仆人的形状。
The more mature you are, the more servant-like you are.
我可以向你们挑战。
I give you a challenge.
一个人要神气不难的。
It's easy to be proud.
一个人要谦卑才难的。
It's hard to be humble.
一个人要得到人的服侍并不难的。
To get people to serve you is easy.
你试试看想去服侍别人，你能做得到做不到。
To serve others is hard.
只有在生命老练的里面，你得做得到。
Only the mature people can do that.
我们这一位的主耶稣，他是被神六位主为基督了。
And this Lord Jesus was Lord and Christ.
他来执行他做基督的权柄。
And he has all the power of Christ.
他说显出来乃是神的仆人。
But the way he expressed it was a servant.
这个的仆人他怎么来做的？
How does a servant act?
他两件事情。
He did two things.
头一件是圣洁公义者。
The first is holy and righteous.
他地位是谦卑。
Although he was humble,
他的本质并不谦卑。
But the character is not.
他的本质乃是绝对的圣洁，绝对的公义。
The character is absolutely holy and righteous.
他没有谦卑一个地步，让罪恶进到他的身上。
He has not humbled to the point that the sin starts overwhelming him.
今天彼得、约翰来做见证。
To today, Peter and John gave their witness.
主也叫我们这一帮可怜的人做见证。
The Lord wants us, this useless, to give the witness.
主叫那一个的大能写在彼得、约翰身上。
The Lord expressed His great power on Peter and John.
主也会把这样的能力写在我们身上。
And God is going to express His power through us.
但只有一个的条件。
But there's only one condition.
在我们身上是不是圣洁公义的
？Are we holy and righteous in front of?
如果我们的身上带着污秽和罪恶
，If we are still dirty and in sin,
神的能力不会显在我们的身上。
God's power will not be expressed through us.
神的能力显在我们的身上。
God's power expressed through us.
头一步表现出来的
The first expression
是叫我们这一个人改变了，有了圣洁公义的那一种的表现。
They change us so that we become holy and righteous.
我常常想到我自己蒙恩。
I often think about the way I was saved.
我实实在在是敬拜主。
I really worship the Lord.
我是这样生在一个佛教家庭的里面的。
I was born in a Buddhist family.
在我想到我自己的小学、中学和大学。
When I think about my grade school, my high school, and my university.
有很多的同学比我聪明。
There are many people who are smarter than I am.
有很多的同学环境比我好。
There are many people who have a wealthier family.
有很多的同学比我能干。
There are many people who can do more things.
但今天主用我的。
But the Lord used me.
完全是他的怜悯。
That's his love.
我回到想我自己的时候
，When I think about myself,
我实实在在承认我是最终的罪魁。
I really admit I'm the greatest of the sinners.
但是有许多的时候
，But many times,
我也很惊讶。
I'm surprised.
我也相当圣洁，相当公义。
I'm kind of holy and righteous.
我的罪和败坏，我绝对承认。
I admit that I've sinned.
但是我有许多的地方我都惊讶我的表现是那个圣洁和公义的
There are many places I'm even surprised myself how holy and how righteous I am
我已经跟你们讲过了
I have told you
耶稣信不来的
It's hard to believe
一信了就很麻烦
If you believe in him it's difficult
你不信耶稣犯罪很爽快
If you don't believe in Jesus it's easy to go out
你一信了耶稣了之后犯罪外头快乐里头都不快乐
But after you believe and when you go out and sin you may be happy on outside but you are not happy inside
你一信了耶稣了之后了
After you believe in Jesus
你不必勉励你自己
You don't have to tell yourself
也更不必被律法的管理你自己
You don't really need those laws
你自自然然会活出一种爱人为人舍己的那一种的生活
You can live a life of love and a sacrifice
这是生命中间所有的表现
This is a change in the life
哎呀在中国大陆
In the mainland China,
实实在在看见这样的故事。
We really see this kind of things happen.
我这是从大陆出来的时候到了香港。
As I left mainland this time, I went to Hong Kong.
跟另外一个的传道人一同带领几天的聚会。
And I led a conference with another preacher.
那个的传道人讲了一件很叫人心中下沉的话。
That preacher said something make everybody sad.
他说主告诉我们说要弟兄彼此相爱。
The Lord tells us that the brothers love each other.
要为弟兄舍命。
We should die for our brothers.
他说我想一想如果有弟兄危险要我舍命我还不大肯呢。
He said, when I think about it, when my brother is in danger, ask me to sacrifice my life for him, I wouldn't do it.
如果我到危险里头我想一想我所帮助的人还不大肯为我舍命了。
So if I'm in danger, I don't know of any brother who would sacrifice their life for me.
哎呀到底主的话在哪里
Where is the meaning of the word of God?
讲完了之后我就起来。
After he finished, I said,
我说这位弟兄所讲的话我也常常有这样的感觉
I said, what this brother said and I have the same feeling many times
但是到以后我发现
But then I discovered
因为不需要的时候所以你就不知道
Because when it's not in need, you don't realize it
在中国大陆却有这样的故事
And in mainland China, it happened often
我第二次到中国大陆去的时候
The second time I went to mainland China
听见有一位姓董的姊妹释放出来了
I heard a sister Dong who was just released from prison
我无论如何要去看她
I tried very hard to find her
这位姓董的姊妹是怎么样呢
How about this sister Dong
当尼托森弟兄所带领的教会他们同传道人和同那些长子被关起来了之后
When the communists imprisoned the elders of the church, which was originally led by Watchman Nee,
他们家中的太太和孩子没有饭吃。
Their wife and children have no means of support.
我想王弟兄已经做见证，你们听见了。
And Brother Wang has already given his testimony.
说香港的教会，他们愿意奉些钱送给那些的家属。
The church in Hong Kong made a collection. They sent to the families of those imprisoned elders.
透过陈忠道先生的母亲寄给他自己的亲戚，然后送钱给那些关监牢的家属。
They tried to distribute those funds in a rather indirect way.
当到过一段时间
After a while,
他的亲戚拒绝接受
And those persons go in between refused to continue doing that
因为共产党的里面
Because in the communist system
同情反革命的就是反革命
If you are sympathetic to a counter-revolutionary You are a counter-revolutionary
是这样从海外收钱来送给反革命的家属他就是反革命的
If someone would take money from people from overseas and distribute to those the families of the counter-revolutionaries, they themselves were considered counter-revolutionaries.
所以他不肯接受
So they wouldn't do that.
香港有钱
So there are money in Hong Kong.
上海没有人接受
And nobody wants to accept.
到这个时候，那位姓董的姊妹说：“寄给我吧。”
At that time, the sister Dong said.Send them to me.
这位姊妹不是聚会所的。
This sister Dong was not a member of Watchman East Church.
那是以后到解放了之后，他们才在一起聚会的。
It's only they worship together only after the communists take over.
是一位护士。
She was a nurse by profession.
她没有结婚。
She was not married.
所以香港的钱就寄给那位姓董的姊妹。
So the money was sent to the sister Dong.
是姊妹，这位董姊妹就分给这一个被关起来的家属。
So the sister Dong distributed the money among the families of those imprisoned.
分过一段时间
，After a while,
警察把她抓起来。
The police came and took her.
她的罪是反革命。
And she was considered a counter-revolutionary.
先关在一个我们所谓的看守所这样的房子。
First, she was detained in a local jail.
然后经过几个月功夫的审判。
After several months of trial,
判决下来了。
The verdict was.
所以警察来把他抓去关到监牢。
The policeman took him to took her to the jail.
关带他去的时候就说：“你知不知道你关几年呢？”
As she was taken to the jail, they asked her, "Do you know how long will you be in prison?"
她说我不知道。
She said, "No, I don't."
她说你判决书收到了没有
？They said, "Have you received the verdict?"
她说我判决书收到了。
I received.
她说你收到了怎么不知道关几年
？Why is it that you have received the verdict and you don't know how long will you be in prison?
她说我没有看。
I didn't see it. I didn't read it.
你看哪有一个犯人判决书收到不看的
？Do you know of any prisoner who received the written verdict they refused to read it?
她说你为什么不看？
Why didn't you read it?
他说耶稣叫我管监牢几年就几年我就不看了
Because Jesus put me in prison for as many years as he wants So I don't care
把那个警察气死了
But the policeman was very angry
叫他拿出来
Forced her to take out the verdict
拿出一看十五年
So it's written 15 years
送到了监牢
She was sent to prison
到监牢的时候
After she arrived
水泥地的
There's a cement floor
两个脚是直的
Two straight
直的脚就讲坐在水泥上几天、
oh, she was forced to sit on the cement floor several days
她告诉我说坐过一天两天背脊骨像断的一样的
so she was forced into a sitting position for days she said after a couple of days just like your back is broken
她去年才从监牢放出来
so last year she was released
哎呀我去看她
Oh, I visited her.
实实在在是啊，弟兄彼此相爱，为弟兄舍命了。
She really sacrificed, almost sacrificed her life for her brothers.
我实实在在尊敬这样的人。
I really respect such individuals.
但不是他
，not her.
是这一位基督耶稣在他里面活出来。
It's Jesus that's living in her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们所得罪的生命有一个大能，大到一个地步，连我们都不领会。
We know that we have received such a great power, so great that we cannot understand ourselves.
等到环境来的时候，它大能的能力显明出来了。
When the situation comes, this power will be expressed.
一面是谦卑的仆人。
You are humble on the one side.
像主耶稣一样，受人的辱骂，受人的鞭打。
Like Jesus being scolded and scourged by others.
你可以吐唾沫在他脸上。
You can spit on him.
你可以把他钉在十字架上。
You can crucify him.
你可以讥笑他说你不能救别人，不能救自
己。You can scorn him.
我怎么能够救？不能救自己，怎么能够救别人
？Since you cannot save yourself, how can you save others?
他就是这样钉在十字架上。
That's how he was nailed.
他却借着死来拯救那一般钉他十字架上的人。
But through his death, he saved those who crucified him.
这叫神的仆人。
This is servant of God.
圣洁公义的
The holy and righteous.
他不光是这样
Not only that.
当他是神的仆人来做工的时候
When he was a servant and he works.
他们怎么做法
How do they work?
主耶稣的做法很特别
The way that Jesus works is quite strange.
我记得教员连摩斯讲过一件事
I know Pastor Chu who said something once.
当共产得到整个的上海的时候
When the communist took over Shanghai.
他还留在上海。
Brother Chu was still in Shanghai.
政府在大街小街上都有 microphone 喊叫的宣传。
There were public announcers in streets and alleys.
他在那里喊叫说，从人类有历史以来。
They were shouting that since the beginning of mankind.
人为着主义而活着的。
Those who live by principle.
只有第三世纪的基督徒。
There's only the third century Christians.
以后就是我们今天中国共产党。
And after the third century Christians, it's now we communists.
你们今天基督徒像什么样
？Today's Christian, nothing.
有谁为着你们主义而活着的
？Who lives by your principle or faith?
共产党的确有相当多的人当初为他的主义牺牲的。
There are many communists who died.For their principles.
毛泽东的确有他的一个准确的观念。
Chairman Mao was really a great, a special individual.
枪杆底下出政治。
Okay. He said the politics should be under the gun.
要执行他的理想，必须用枪杆革命成功才能执行的。
In order to fulfill his ideal, he used a gun behind it.
到他一执行的一次实成功了之后
，But when he was successful,
谁敢不听他的命令？
Anyone disobedient?
谁敢不遵守他的法则
？Anyone who has violated his rules?
但是我们的主耶稣坐在高天宝座上不是这个样的。
But the Lord Jesus, as he was sitting in the throne in heaven, he
他没有枪杆底下出政治。
He did not use any guns to force us.
他没有用他的威严来对待我们。
He did not show his sternness.
他怎么对待
？How did he treat us?
他是用生命的方式叫人改变。
He used the changed life.
生命是最抽象的东西。
The life is an abstract term.
生命是最软弱的东西。
Life is a weak term.
但是生命是最刚强的。
But life is also the most strong.
又是软弱又是刚强。
It's sometimes weak, sometimes strong.
我告诉你们，我以前是搞机械工程的。
I told you I was a mechanical engineer once.
我们搞那些机器都是合金的。
The machines we work with are made of alloy.
你如果不小心的话，手指头就给你割掉。
If you're not careful, they cut off your fingers.
人的身体的力量比起机械来差得太远了。
So the power of the flesh and bone is so little compared with.
但是合金做的这样的钢铁的机器，不过只有20年或30年。
But the machine made of hard alloys can last only for 20 or 30 years.
神用生命所造的我们的身体，心脏蹦蹦跳会跳80年的。
But the heart of flesh can.Beat for more than 80 years.
生命是最软弱，却又是最刚强的。
Although life seems weak, but it's also the strongest.
神来带领我们，不是用机械的方法。
God did not lead us through mechanical means.
神带领我们的是用生命的方法。
God lead us through life.
我发现神的带领很有意思。
I feel that God's guidance is really very interesting.
我常常在生命中也软弱。
Many times I was weak in front of the Lord.
不光很软弱，也很胆大。
Although I'm weak, but I also can do a lot of things.
胆大到一个什么地步呢？
I can do what?
敢跟神吵架。
I can argue with the Lord.
你有没有跟神吵架？
Have you ever argued with the Lord?
祷告事情不听，神也不听。
When you prayed, God didn't seem to answer.
神来这不听，我圣经也不读了，祷告也不祷告，聚会也不聚了。
Unless you listen to my prayer, I won't read the Bible anymore. I won't go to church anymore.
我们跟神去争理。
So we argue with the Lord.
每一次我跟神争理的时候神有一个办法。
Every time I argue with him, God has one method.
什么办法呢？
What method?
他就不想。
He just keeps silence.
这个不想真是麻烦了。
Silence is.
这吵架有两个人吵的。
When you fight with somebody, there ought to be some response.
一个人吵，一个不想，这个吵架吵不起来。
When you want to argue with someone, if the other person chooses not to respond,
所以许多的时候，我在神面前吵架。
Many times we argue in front of the Lord.
吵到我都很生气。
And I argue, I get angrier and angrier.
神也不跟我吵。
And God kept silent.
好了，我就不做基督徒了。
So I decided not to be a Christian anymore.
我就坚持下去了。
And I'll insist on that.
神也让我坚持。
And God let me.
头一天让你生气。
The first day let me anger.
第二天让你生气。
The second day same.
第三天却用爱来感动感动你。
The third day the love will start touching.
第四天再用他的恩典来保护你。
The fourth day, his grace is coming.
第五天我们就软下来了。
The fifth day, we gave up.
神就用生命的方式来带领我们。
God uses his method of life.
并且我们会看见我们基督徒一个人怎么改变的。
How does a Christian change?
不是外面一个标准叫我们来执行。
It's not a goal on the outside we try to imitate.
生命改变了，自自然然改变过来的。
The change in life is so natural.
我在中国大陆的时候听见好多的这样的见证。
When I was in mainland China, I heard many testimonies.
王迪荣上午做见证说，
Brother Wang this morning said,
他的父亲是反革命的。
His father was classified as counter-revolution.
在街上任何人吩咐你站就要站。
Anyone on the street can tell you to stand up and then you stand.
他们告诉我不仅是如此。
But not only that.
任何人可以要求你替他做事没有代价。
Anybody can ask you to do things for him and without pay.
任何人可以到你家中拿你的东西。
Anybody can go into your home and take out things.
任何人可以杀你，你告诉警察都没有用。
Anybody can kill you and even the police won't notice.
我在上海的时候遇见一个姓王的弟兄。
I met a certain brother Wang in Shanghai.
有几个红卫兵找着他，跟他辩论，要他放弃信仰。
So several red guards found him and argued with him, asking him to give up his faith.
他就不肯。
And this brother Wang
辩论了好久了。
They argued for a long while.
有一个红卫兵拿一把伞。
And there's one red guard used an umbrella.
说你放弃不放弃？
Do you give up your faith?
他说我没有办法放弃。
He said no way.
他就把伞就戳到他喉咙。
And this, he used an umbrella stick on his throat.
他下意识地把嘴巴一闭。
And he closed his mouth.
四个还有五个牙齿断掉。
He broke four or five teeth.
幸亏牙齿掉了，否则喉咙伞就戳到喉咙了。
It's for the teeth that the umbrella did not reach his throat.
五六个人就打他。
Five or six people beat him up.
把他打到地上。
Put him on ground.
拳打脚踢地打他。
Hit him with fists and kicks.
他告诉我是非常的稀奇。
He said he was surprised.
他一点不感觉疼。
He didn't feel any pain.
他还笑。
He was smiling.
红卫兵说他是神经病。
And red guards consider him crazy.
打了半个多钟头。
They beat him up for half an hour.
走掉了。
They left.
他就起来回家。
So he stood up and went home.
太太看他走路的样子，不知道怎么样了。
The wife asking him, "How come you're walking like this?"
他说我没有什么。
He said nothing.
所以他到房间就躺在床上。
He lay on the bed.
一躺下，第二天起不来了。
So he couldn't get up anymore.
他受了很多的伤。
He was hurt very badly.
但是感谢主，他的这样受伤，心中非常的喜乐。
Although he was hurt very badly, he had peace and joy in his mind.
但是这个还不是他的痛苦。
But that's not his pain.
过了几天
，After a few days,
他的太太来
，His wife came,
跟他离婚
，and divorced him.
他不是他太太来，先叫他女儿来斗争他。
His wife came first, asked his daughter to accuse him.
以后他的太太来跟他离婚。
The wife came and divorced him.
他那天跟我说。
He told me,
他说林弟兄啊
Brother Lin,
我所有财产都没有了
I have nothing,
我的儿女没有了
I have no children,
我的妻子没有了
I have no wife,
我只有一个人
I am only myself,
但是我不是一个人
But I'm not just myself,
主在我里面是我里头的喜乐
The Lord in me,
到去年大陆落实政策
Last year, China has a
这个落实不知道英文怎么
No, 落实 it's a
落下来实在了
pragmatic policy
他政府把他以往的财产还给他
the government returned all the his property
他把拿进的财产送给受过患难的基督徒
he gave his property distributed them among the Christians who also was perfect
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你发现他的伟大吗
Do you see his greatness?
就经过这样大的苦难
And there's such a great suffering
一点没有怨恨
There was no hate
在这样大这样孤单
And so lonely
一点没有忧伤
He was not sad
拿到钱了之后了
When he got his property back
分给其他受过苦难的基督徒
distributed among to the other Christians who were and their persecution.
如果我不是基督徒的话，我真说是神经病。
If I were not a Christian, I would say this man's crazy.
但是我们会发现他是伟大生命的表现。
But we know that he is the expression of the great.
主怎么做神的仆人？
How did Jesus become servant
of God? 他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
这一个主字。
This word Lord.
就是希伯来书第二章里头说，你们救恩的元帅要率领你们的。
It is just what Hebrews chapter 2 said. It is the author or the leader of salvation.
神是用生命的方式率领我们走这条十天的道路。
God uses method of life to lead us in this way of life.
这一个的主字。
This word Lord
也是希伯来书十二章新兴创始成中的创始者。
It is the same leader recorded in Hebrews chapter 12.
神叫做生命在我们的创造一种的光景。
And it's a new creation in the life.
把我们这一帮的人带在神的路上。
And he leads us to walk.His way.
彼得约翰用他自己身上做一个见证。
Peter and John used themselves to be a witness.
他们加利利的小民。
They were nobody in Galilee.
现在能够这样的服侍神。
Now they can serve the Lord.
乃是圣洁公义者显在我们的身上。
This is because the holy and righteous expressed in him.
乃是生命的主带领我走了侍奉的道路。
The Lord of life leading Peter and John.
这他头一个所做的见证。
That's their first witness.
第二个。
The second.
这一位的主是谁？
Who is this Lord?
这位主要复兴万事。
This Lord is going to restore.
天必定要留他。
The heaven wants to keep him.
直到万物复兴的时候。
Until the time of restoration.
这一位的基督就是来复兴万事的。
This Jesus come to restore all things.
从他升上高天那一天开始。
Since the day he was raised into heaven.
他差遣圣灵往普天下去。
He sent the Holy Spirit to all the world.
来完成神托付的工作。
And that's to fulfill what God has.
他是有目标的。
There is a goal.
他的目标不是零零碎碎救一些人。
His goal is not to save individuals here and there.
他的目标有他的计划。
And there's a plan behind that goal.
那是到有一天把整个万物都复兴了。
It's one day that all things will be restored.
哦，以赛亚书第十一章告诉我们。
In Isaiah chapter 11.
到哪一个万物复兴的时候。
When the time that all things are restored.
狮子要有羔羊同卧。
The lion will lie with the sheep.
小孩要玩耍着灰蛇的洞口。
The children will play with the poisonous snake.
所有的败坏都已经去掉了。
All corruption will be gone.
都到了一个完美的境界。
They all reach perfection.
这是神工作做仆人所要达到的目标。
That's the goal of this God's servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天看见差得太远了。
Our dear brothers and sisters, we are so far away from that.
神借着我们在那做。
God is using us to work.
他这样在那做。
We work like this.
里面有一个主要的。
There is a great meaning behind it.
那就是摩西所预言那一个先知。
This is what Moses has prophesied, that prophet.
要把我蒙恩的人带到迦南地所预表基督丰满的境界。
He's going to lead all the saved to this fullness of Christ.
什么叫做丰满的境界？
What is his fullness?
凡是耶稣基督中死复活所进入的境界，我们完全的享受。
That's a world that Jesus was raised and he entered, and we are going to enter also.
他如何的圣洁，在我们身上也照样的圣洁。
How holy was Jesus? How holy will us?
他如何的公义，就我们也照样的公义。
How righteous was he? How righteous will we also be?
他如何满了神的慈爱，在我们身上显出神的慈爱。
How full was he with love? And so will we.
他身上所显的荣耀，我们和他一同的享受。
How glorious he was, and we all enjoy the glory.
他要把我们带到这个荣耀的境界。
He's going to take us into this glory state.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我一直在神面前有一个的祷告。
I always have one prayer.
求神恩待我，能够像保罗一样的。
Ask God to use me like He used Paul.
是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forget the past, I strive forward, looking toward the goal.
所有看眼前的人都是不会长进的人。
If we look what's just in front of you, you cannot grow.
所有看从前的人都是骄傲的人。
If you look past, you are proud.
只有看前面目标的人，你才会谦卑，你才会殷勤。
Only those of you who look at the goal in front of you, you can humble and you work hard.
我们看看我们现在的光景，比起从前，我们实在感谢主了。
If we consider our situation now compared with what we were in the past, we couldn't but thank God.
但是你的感谢要小心。
But be careful in your thanks.
很可能你的感谢成为你的拦阻，叫你不再进步。
Many times your thankfulness becomes a barrier holding you back.
保罗到六十几岁了。
When Paul was in his 60s,
忘记背后。
He tried to forget about
the past. 以往的失败忘记。
Forget about the past failures.
以往得胜也忘记。
Forget about past victory.
以往自己软弱忘记。
Forget about past weakness.
以往领受的恩典也忘记。
Forget about the past grace.
只看见那一个高的标准。
Looking toward the goal.
我们快跑的来跟随。
And we run fast and follow the Lord.
哎呀，我常常有这样的想法。
Many times I have such a feeling.
我发现我自己实在跑不上去。
I really cannot run fast.
我对神祷告说。
I pray to the Lord.
神呐，你何苦呢？
God, why should you do this?
你设的标准太高了。
Your goal is so high.
我达不上去，我也难过，你也难过。
I cannot reach it. I'm sad, and you are sad also.
你当中标准低一点，你也快乐，我也快乐。
If you lower your standard, you're happier, and I'm happier too.
所以有的人定的就是很快乐。
So many people are happy.
我信主了，只要上天堂我就够了。
So I have believed, and I'm going to heaven. That's all I want.
我何必这次读经祷告侍奉主呢？
Why should I still study the Bible? Why should I still pray and serve him?
我到天堂扫扫地也够舒服了。
I just want to go to the heaven and be a janitor there.
这样的人倒是蛮舒服的哈。
Such people are comfortable.
但是很可惜，天上没有地方需要你扫地的。
But there's no need of a janitor in the kingdom of heaven.
如果你蒙神的眼光开启的话，
If you really open your eyes,
你没有办法满足于神以往给你的恩典。
You cannot be satisfied about the grace you have already experienced.
主耶稣是神的仆人。
But Jesus is servant of God.
要我们带到丰满的境界。
He's going to take us to this fullness of glory.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
但愿我们靠主的恩典。
Wish that we can lean on His grace.
来学习保罗所说的话。
And learn what Paul said.
忘记背后。
Forget about the past.
努力面前的。
Strive forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Toward the goal.
只有在这样的人身上才会领会。
Only in this kind of people we can understand.
我的恩典够你用的。
That God's grace is sufficient for us.
因为我的能力是在软弱身上显得完全。
Because my strength is perfected in those who are weak.
把我们带到完全的境界。
Take us to perfection.
这是主所立的标准。
This is a goal.
他很辛苦。
It's hard to go.
我们也很辛苦。
And it's hard for us.
但是我们的神就是这样。
But this is where God is.
他不达到最美好的，他永远不会满足的。
Unless he reaches perfection, he will not be satisfied.
但愿我们都有这样的心智。
We hope that everyone has the same zeal.
我们不要次好的。
We don't want the second
best. 我绝对承认我的软弱。
I admit of my weakness.
我绝对承认我的不配。
Admit I'm not worth it.
但是我绝对地相信主的恩典会把我带到这个的境界。
But I believe that through His grace I'm going to reach that goal.
否则这位的主耶稣不够资格成为神的仆人。
But otherwise this Lord Jesus is not qualified to be called the servant of God.
他要成为仆人的。
He became a servant.
乃是要完成神的托付。
He's going to fulfill God's entrust.
把蒙恩的人带到丰满的境界。
And take all those saved to this fullness.
好像这样的话太高大了。
These are abstract.
但是有一天我们都会惊讶。
But one day we'll all be surprised.
当我们进到那一个永世中的时候。
When we reach that eternity.
我们被四位的荣耀所笼罩了。
We see glory all around us.
我都会惊讶，哎呀，像我这样的人也在里面。
I'll be surprised. How come people like me?
我四位看看，哎呀，这位不大老练的弟兄也在里面。
How come this immature brother? How come he is here also?
那位不大像样的姊妹也在里面。
Strange sister, and she was there too.
在我们的里面都会失望。
We may have disappointment.
但是我们纵然失信。
But although we don't have faith,
他仍是可信的。
God is faithful.
但愿我们不失去这一个的志向。
I hope that we don't lose this sight.
我们需要在神面前有迫切的祷告。
We have to pray earnestly.
所以我只相信也是使徒行的第一章里面门徒们的祷告。
I really think this is all the same prayer the disciples had in Acts chapter 1.
主耶稣告诉他们说，
Jesus told
them, 耶路撒冷犹太全的撒玛利亚直到地界做他的见证。
From Judea, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world, be his witness?
他们怎么能够直到地结呢？
How can they go to the end of the world?
他怎么能够在他们生活上间表现出这一位复活升天的荣耀呢？
How can they express this Lord Jesus in them?
简直不可能的事。
That's impossible.
就因着不可能。
Because it's impossible.
所以他们到小楼上有十天的祷告。
So they went to the upper room and prayed for 10 days.
这也是我们要祷告的地方。
This is what we should pray for also.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说有两三个人同心合意地求什么，我父必定因着我的缘故为你们成全。
If the two or three praying together with one mind, my Father will accomplish what they pray.
我们绝对地相信主要完成他的心意在我们这一帮软弱的人身
上。 We believe that the Lord is going to complete his will in the weakness of us.
我们只把自己交给主。
We just yield ourselves to him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你，因为你实实在在是被神用右手高举的。我们敬拜你，你实在得着天上地下所有的权柄，你的权柄是来成全我们。虽然你是做了神仆人的身份，但是我们敬拜你，你一定在神面前要完成神所托付的，把我们这一帮败坏原来说泥土所造的人，把我们带到你荣耀的境界。这我们简直不能相信像我们这样的人能够到荣耀的境界，但是我们却相信在你那里没有难成的事。我们敬拜你，我们原来也是瘸腿的人，你已经医治了我们，已经在许多的生活上面就我们瘸腿得到医治，就我们行出神的旨意来。主啊，我们还差得太远，就你积蓄的能力临到我们的身上。主，我们真是不愿意停留在你所已经给我们的恩典中，你已经所给我们的祝福中。主耶稣啊，带领了我们直到荣耀的境界，你就成全我们这样的祷告。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。